at the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine. Familiar voice and face, Pete Prisco, right by the bench press stand. This is not a coincidence.
Look at those guns, baby. Come on, you don't want any of that. It's not real, though.
Oh, that's not?
That's not real. I went over there and did a thing, made it look like it was real, and did 20-something reps, but it's not real.
When's it going to get real?
The real stuff is right behind it. The real bench press is right behind it. Then it gets real.
Well, then why are all the scouts over here?
Well, now it's starting to get real.
Oh, well, that's confusing, right?
Well, it was a fake weight, so the fans could do it.
So you always use fake weights?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Do I look like I use fake weights?
I'm not going to answer that question at all. Here we are at the Combine. Jaguars brass have spoken. They're fully committed to Bortles, sounds like.
What other options do they have? What are they going to say? I mean, of course they're committed to him. That's all they have right now. And they're not going to – I don't think they're going to add anybody. Here's the problem. Who do you add? You're not going to draft a quarterback. So what are you left with? You got to play Blake Bortles. So you got to come out and say you're behind Blake Bortles. And to his – Dave Caldwell has come up with a stat where he's got 65 touchdowns in the last 2 years, more than everybody but five quarterbacks in the league. And that's all well and good. But if he doesn't develop – this year, this will be his last year.
Take the option?
I would take the option. It's cheap, of course. You know, if he comes back and he plays like he did a couple years ago, then you got a cheap quarterback for another year. So, yes, I definitely pick up the option.
You got to build around him by helping him in the run game, too. That was an issue for the Jaguars last year. Ivory was hurt. Yeldon got banged up at the end of the year. Some good running backs near the top of this draft. Do you dare that high? I know you say no.
Hell no. And look, Leonard Fournette is a good player. Dalvin Cook's a good player. There's 15 running backs in this draft. 15 that will be productive NFL runners. Why would you take one at the top of the draft? And people say, well, look at Zeke Elliott last year. Well, really? Zeke Elliott had a great, great year. He's going to be a great, great back. But if Dak Prescott doesn't play quarterback the way he plays quarterback, doesn't matter.
Or the offensive line in Dallas was set up, too.
Correct. Yeah. And Jacksonville can fix their offensive line. Yeah. Go out and sign Kevin Zeitler or Warford, one of those guys, improve your guard play, move Can over to the left side. You got Albert, all of a sudden the offensive line's better. You'll run the ball better, but you don't use the fourth overall pick on a running back. No.
Who do you use the fourth overall pick on in your latest mock?
Hooker, but I don't think that's going to be their guy. Malik Hooker, I don't think he's going to be their guy either. I mean, my mocks now, I just change them up for the sake of changing them up. I think they're going to take a pass rusher, and they should take a pass rusher. Who? How about the kid from Stanford, Solomon Thomas? Now, is he an explosive pass rusher that puts his hand on the ground and goes up? No, but he's really, really good. I talked to a guy last night who thinks Solomon Thomas might be the best player in this draft.
Overall?
Including Myles Garrett.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that? Well, that would be a steal at four if that was the case.
Yes, and, you know, if Jonathan Allen from that school that you went to falls down to that spot, maybe you take him. I mean, look, you can never have enough good defensive linemen, ever. So, or corners, but I think they're going to address cornerback in free agency. So get Zeitler or Warford, A.J. Boye or Gilmore or somebody at corner, and then draft a defensive lineman in the first round.
Let's finish with linebacker. A lot of talk about Miles Jack. They want to get him on the field. Dave Caldwell wants to get him on the field a good amount of time. How do you do that?
Well, I think what they'll do is they might make him the starting middle linebacker and move Posluszny over to the strong side and play him over there. And then Posluszny will play first and second down, and then when they get in passing situations, Posluszny comes off the field. And let people say, well, Pos had a good year last year, and he did. But he's a year older, and on passing situations, he needed to be better. So you get that speed, Miles Jack, Telvin Smith on the field, you got guys who can run. I think by the time the season rolls around, Miles Jack will be the starting middle linebacker.
I'm already looking forward to Monday. Next football season.
Yes,
Pete.
I'm ready for it. I miss Monday. I miss all those times when I get Bocelli crying on the air and screaming at people, and I miss it.
It's not hard to do.
And you're sitting in there, you're kind of like the mediator. You make us try and calm him down. You can't, and I'm all on not on site, but you do a good job of calming him down when I get him going.
But you can poke him pretty easy over the web.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I tell people come up to me in Jacksonville all the time. They go, my God, Tony Bocelli gets annoying on the radio. And I go, you don't realize how easy it is. I mean, we just get him, we just wind him up and off he goes. It's simple to do.
Good luck with the real bench press, Pete.
225, 7-8 times maybe.
Really?
At the age of 56.
Congratulations.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
Good to see you, man.
You got it.